Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is March 23, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about VC Tim Draper eyes India investments as nation enters crypto renaissance. Steamfork faces legal threat from mining firm over Hive name. Bitcoin, gold spike as Fed unveils unlimited coronavirus stimulus package. SEC charges former state senator over digital asset scam. Bearish death cross price patterns loom for both Bitcoin and U.S. stocks. Tezos Foundation offloaded millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin in 2019, report. Australian share market reveals potential storm for U.S. equities while Bitcoin falls. Now let's get started. VC Tim Draper eyes India investments as nation enters crypto renaissance. Billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper plans to invest in India now the central bank's ban on financial services for cryptocurrency companies has been overturned. On March 22, Draper tweeted that the recent decision by the nation's Supreme Court in favor of crypto firms represented a renaissance for India, underscoring a change in sentiment for investors who can now begin investing in the local blockchain industry. In an interview with Inc. 42 on March 21, Draper said he had met several Bitcoin and crypto startups during a trip to India in mid-March, adding that he hoped to fund a number of them. The Supreme Court of India and the Indian government have shown that the best ideas ultimately prevail, and just in time because the benefits of Bitcoin and crypto over current systems will become apparent during this crisis, Draper said. In April 2018, a Reserve Bank of India order barred domestic financial institutions from providing banking services to crypto exchanges, severely hamstringing the domestic crypto market as it sought to impose strict regulations. The local crypto scene struggled in legal limbo until, after 2 years, a March 4 court ruling overturned the ban, arguing the central bank had not been balanced in its decision to cut off crypto firms' banking services. Soon after the ban was lifted, bank transfers once more began flowing into crypto exchanges, some of which said they anticipated high demand for cryptocurrency and related financial projects in the newly opened market. Steamfork faces legal threat from mining firm over Hive name. When choosing a name for your crypto project, it's a really good idea to Google it first. The latest to have apparently fallen at that hurdle is a group of Steam community members who recently opted to form a new blockchain over fears that Tron founder Justin Tron would seek to exert too much control of Steam's ecosystem. The group, Hive.io, dubbed the new blockchain Hive, and it materialized via a hard fork of Steam last week. The plan is to reproduce all Steam tokens with new Hive tokens on a one-for-one basis. Sun's big pile of Steams would not be copied over, leaving him with no power in the new chain's governance. However, in choosing the Hive moniker, the project has stepped on the corporate toes of a blockchain firm branded with the same name. Hive Blockchain Technologies Limited, a Canadian publicly listed mining firm based in Vancouver, published a notice Monday saying it has sent a cease and desist letter from its legal representatives to Hive.io, saying the new blockchain is tapping into its investment in building goodwill in the industry. In response to multiple shareholder inquiries understandably confused by this blockchain's announcement, Hive clarifies that it has no association with this blockchain, the mining firm writes. Hive believes this blockchain's use of Hive and Hive blockchain is, intentionally or otherwise, confusing with the company's brand, which it has used globally over the internet in relation to its connection with blockchain-related goods and services including cryptocurrency. See also, Steam community plans hostile hard fork to flee Justin Sun's Steemit. Frank Holmes, interim executive chairman at Hive, said the firm has no issue with the proposed blockchain beyond its name. However, for legal reasons, we have no option but to seek to protect our interests, dispel the ongoing confusion and avoid any potential damage to our reputation, he said. We are hopeful this can be easily resolved with a name change. Any continued usage by the blockchain will only evidence an intentionally predatory, misleading and fraudulent strategy. CoinDesk reached out to Hive.io for comment but did not immediately receive an answer. Bitcoin, gold spike as Fed unveils unlimited coronavirus stimulus package. Bitcoin's BTC price shot up along with gold and stock futures after the U.S. Federal Reserve announced a quantitative easing package with no upper limit to support the economy amid the coronavirus crisis. Immediately after the 12 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time announcement, Bitcoin jumped from $5,860 to $6,628 in an hour, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. Gold, a classic safe haven asset, rose from $1,494 to $1,524 over the same time frame. The Fed's announcement indicates it is taking stronger actions, including open-ended asset purchases, to support the flow of credit to households and businesses. The Federal Reserve will continue to purchase Treasury securities and agency mortgage-backed securities in the amounts needed to support smooth market functioning and effective transmission of monetary policy to broader financial conditions, the central bank said. Essentially, the Fed now stands ready to expand its bond purchases as required. The central bank's balance sheet hit a record $4.7 trillion last week. With the Fed going all in to support the economy, sentiment on Wall Street turned positive alongside the uptick in Bitcoin and gold. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which were down nearly 900 points during the European hours, are now reporting a 400-point gain. The foreign exchange market reacted to the Fed's new QE effort by offering the greenback. The U.S. dollar index, which tracks the value of the greenback against majors, fell from 102.80 to 101.70 following the central bank's announcement. Bitcoin's move higher along with gold is likely to revive the safe haven narrative, but it will be interesting to see if the positive correlation persists. Both gold and Bitcoin have fallen sharply over the last 2 weeks, reviving memories of the 2008 crash when the yellow metal had declined by 30% from $1,030 to $680 from March to October before decoupling in November. Gold went on to hit record highs above $1,900 per ounce in September 2011. History doesn't repeat itself, but given the deluge of fiscal and monetary stimulus, incoming Bitcoin bulls are hoping that it will rhyme, said crypto derivative research firm Skew Market in its daily update. At press time, Bitcoin is trading at $6,383, a 5.14% gain on a 24-hour basis. SEC charges former state senator over digital asset scam. The Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC) has pressed charges against a former state senator for his role in a $4.3 million token sale that promised outlandishly high returns. The SEC confirmed Friday it had filed a complaint against David Schmidt, a former Republican state senator for Washington State, as well as two other people for their role promoting the sale of Meta One coins. Filed in the Western District of Texas on March 16, the complaint accuses Robert Dunlap and Nicole Bowdler, as well as Schmidt, of violating anti-fraud and securities regulations when promising investors returns of nearly 225,000%. They also claimed the coin was risk-free and would never lose value. The SEC said defendants made numerous false and misleading statements, including that Meta One coin was backed by an art collection valued at $1 billion, or a gold deposit valued at $2 billion, that was regularly audited by an accounting firm. The defendants made audacious claims about the Meta One coin and would say almost anything to separate investors from their money, said David Peevler, the SEC regional director at the Fort Worth regional office. Investors should always look skeptically at promoters who claim that their investment cannot lose value or that investors will receive massive returns. See also, U.S. court fines ICO box $16 million for securities violation in SEC case. In total, Meta One coin raised $4.3 million from around 150 investors, some based in the U.S. The digital assets were never distributed to investors, however. Some of the proceeds were funneled to a Chicago-based fund, Pramana Capital, as well as to another individual, Peter Shamoon. The SEC claims defendants used investors' money to fund lavish lifestyles, including the purchase of a $215,000 Ferrari. Launched in 2018, Meta One Coin's website doesn't include a description of what the purpose of the coin is. Its Twitter page is filled with pictures and short clips of physical Meta One coins, talking about the disruptive potential of blockchain technology. Its terms of use also include some pretty weird statements, including the only participants of Meta One Coin Trust and the named websites are for live natural man and women, flesh and blood Almighty God created private humans sui juris sentient being, and an ambassador of God Almighty domiciled in the Arizona Republic and on religious sojourn through the United States. See also, Steven Seagal settles token touting charges with SEC over 2018 ICO. Schmidt, a moderate Republican, was initially elected as a representative for Washington State back in 1994. After serving four terms, he became a state senator in 2002, before losing his re-election bid in 2006. Now based in Arizona, he works as a consultant, writer and radio program host, according to his LinkedIn page. In 2012, Washington's electoral watchdog, the Public Disclosure Commission, PDC, fined Schmidt $10,000 for improperly using more than $41,000 in donations to reimburse himself for lost wages between 2003 to 2006, as well as mortgage repayments and personal travel costs. Schmidt denied misusing campaign dollars, claiming in 2011 that campaign funding rules were very open to interpretation. Schmidt could not be reached for comment on the SEC complaint. See also, SEC proposal could eventually unleash security token sales. The SEC is seeking civil penalties and permanent injunctions against Schmidt and the other two defendants, as well as for investors to be refunded. The regulator also wants Pramana Capital and Shamoon to hand over any funds received from the Meta One Coin Trust sale. CoinDesk reached out to both Meta One Coin Trust and Pramana Capital for comment, but had not received a response by press time. Bearish death cross price patterns loom for both Bitcoin and U.S. stocks. Both Bitcoin and the U.S. stock markets are staring at a death cross, a widely tracked, bearish chart indicator having suffered sharp losses over the last 5 weeks. For Bitcoin, BTC, the pattern is arising as the 50-day moving average MA moves to cross below the 200-day MA, likely in the next day or two. If confirmed, it would be the first death cross since October 26, 2019, according to Bitstamp data. Meanwhile, similar crosses are forming on Wall Street equity indices, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, DJIA, and the S&P 500. The death cross is a long-term bear market signal, according to technical analysis theory. Despite the scary name, it's based on backward-looking moving average data and is the product of a recent notable price drop. For example, the impending Bitcoin death cross is preceded by the decline from $10,500 to $4,000 in the 4 weeks to March 13. The massive sell-off has caused the 50-day average to turn lower and drop to the 200-day average. Similarly, the Dow has tanked by more than 35% over the last 5 weeks and is likely to witness its death cross on Monday. It should be noted that, as a lagging indicator, the death cross often traps sellers on the wrong side of the market, as seen on the historical Bitcoin chart below. As the averages closed in on the death cross on October 25, 2019, the cryptocurrency picked up a strong bid and rose from $6,500 to $10,350 in less than 48 hours. Another such cross, confirmed at the end of March 2018, was followed by a rise from $6,500 to $9,950. That said, with the global markets still in panic mode courtesy of the coronavirus outbreak, the latest death cross may not turn out to be a contrary indicator. Amid fears of a recession, investors are treating Bitcoin as a source of liquidity rather than a safe haven, as had been anticipated by many. Another turbulent week can be expected for Asia markets as more countries lock down in the fight against COVID-19. The West is not looking too great either, Toby Wu, senior analyst at investment platform eToro, told CoinDesk. Futures on the S&P 500 fell by 5% early Monday, triggering a limit down, while stocks in Asia cratered after the U.S. Senate failed to advance its coronavirus rescue package, bolstering recession fears. At press time, S&P 500 futures are down 3% and major European indices are flashing red. As a result, Bitcoin is likely to remain on the defensive. The top cryptocurrency by market value is currently trading at $5,840, representing a 6.57% drop on a 24-hour basis, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. Bitcoin is trading within the range of the big doji candle created on March 20 for the fourth straight day, a sign of indecision in the marketplace. Acceptance under the candle low of $5,670 would imply an end to the corrective bounce from recent lows under $4,000 and shift risk in favor of a drop to $5,000. That looks likely, as the 12-hour chart shows the cryptocurrency has dived out of an ascending channel. A move above $6,460 March 21 high is needed to alleviate the bearish pressures and open the doors to $7,000. Tezos Foundation offloaded millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin in 2019, report. The nonprofit that holds funds raised in Tezos' $400 million initial coin offering (ICO) sold as many as 8,000 bitcoins (BTC) in 2019. The share of the Tezos Foundation's portfolio made up of Bitcoin fell from 61% in July to 47% as of the end of January, the nonprofit disclosed in its biannual report, released Thursday. The value was reinvested into XTZ tokens and into other asset classes. Per the report, the Tezos Foundation, which is based in Switzerland, held approximately $397.7 million worth of Bitcoin on July 31, 2019. As Bitcoin traded at the $10,000 mark, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index, the foundation held roughly 39,700 Bitcoins. As of January 31, the foundation held 31,800 Bitcoin, worth roughly $298.5 million based on a spot price of $9,400. That means the foundation sold as many as 8,000 Bitcoins, which, even with the recent downturn in prices, would still be worth as much as $53 million today. See also, Vertilo to tokenize 22 securities worth $200 million on Tezos blockchain. The total value of the foundation's portfolio fell from $652 million on July 31 to $625 million by January 31. It is managed by an asset management strategy that is established and reviewed by the Tezos Foundation Council, the group that leads the organization on a regular basis, according to the report. Value was reinvested into other asset classes, including bonds, equities, and fiat currencies. The foundation also increased its Tezos XTZ token exposure, upping the share from 15% to 23%. With the XTZ price increasing by nearly 40% in the 6 months between the reports, according to CoinGecko, the value of holdings went up by approximately $48.2 million. Roman Schneider, CFO of the Tezos Foundation, told CoinDesk that although it considered Bitcoin to be a key store of value, its asset strategy policy was to focus and pay for its long-term objectives without being distracted by short-term market moves. Investments into a stability fund, a diversified range of exchange-traded funds, ETFs, and bonds as well as fiat currencies, acted as risk management instruments that ensured operational effectiveness against crypto volatility, Schneider added. Also read, why Harvard research on a low-profit Tezos attack matters for proof of stake. In Thursday's report, the Tezos Foundation said it had no plans to liquidate any of the XTZ allocated from the Genesis block or generated from its own baking activities, a form of staking used to produce blocks and secure the Tezos protocol. Australian share market reveals potential storm for US equities while Bitcoin falls. The Australian share market fell sharply during its opening session of trading on Monday, AEST, after the country's prime minister announced drastic measures to curb the spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Reeling from its worst week since the global financial crisis in 2008-2009, the benchmark S&P, ASX 200 has fallen from Friday's close of 4,816 basis points to around 4,536, after Prime Minister Scott Morrison declared historic measures to curb the rise of COVID-19 from within the country. On Sunday, March 22, Morrison ordered all pubs, clubs, churches and indoor sporting venues must close until further notice, while essential services such as grocery stores, gas stations and banks were to remain open. Australian schools will remain open for now. As of Sunday morning, the government reported 1,098 confirmed cases and 7 deaths. The new measures aim to limit the spread of the deadly virus that has sent developed economies into free fall in recent weeks, with the ASX responding with a 8.2% drop during the early Asian trading hours, revealing what could be in store this week for US equities when they open Monday. The chief investment officer at Orthogonal Trading, Joshua Green, said the downward pressure currently being experienced in the Aussie share market was the result of much of the same seen over last week's trade. I think the ASX is being driven by global equities, which are being driven by a combination of momentum selling, panic selling and delevering on the back of coronavirus fears, Green said. The market clearly wants some sort of fiscal deal in the US, which appears to be a struggle due to partisanship, he added. Meanwhile in crypto, Bitcoin, BTC, has fallen 5% on the day, from $6,200 to $5,894, with the rest of the market suffering a similar fate, signaling the potential for further bloodletting when U.S. equities markets open their doors for trading in the next 16 hours or so. The total market capitalization of all cryptocurrencies has fallen $10 billion over a 24-hour period, while major names such as Ether, ETH, XRP and Bitcoin Cash (BCH) are down between 5% to 7%, respectively. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.